Welcome and thank you for listening to our Sunday broadcast. Join us as we receive from the incorruptible seed of the Word of God today from Pastor Robert Jackson of Word of Faith Worship Center in Concord, North Carolina.
Hallelujah. Because of your love for us, we can have the God kind of faith. Glory to God. Speak a thing and see that it comes true. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're not looking at the circumstances that's surrounding us, but we're looking at you.
Us when we didn't even love ourselves. Will you thank you, oh God? Oh, hallelujah. You see that everything that happens, praise you, the Lord. Praise the Lord, saints. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because He is worthy. He is worthy.
We are going out of town for a funeral this week, and it's a hard one for us. This was my good friend and dearest godmother. So we do solicit your prayers, but we also know that we'll see her again, because we have set our hope on His love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because of the love He has for us. Hallelujah. Because of the love He has for us, I can do all things through Christ. He's the one that strengthens me. Hallelujah. Set your hope on His love. He loves you. He's not going to change that. His love will remain steadfast and unmovable. It will not change. Glory to God. Set your hope on His love.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
be seated, saints. I'd like to have Pastors Reed and Tammy and Darius, if y'all come to the front up here. God says, when you ask, you shall receive. So you're going to receive those prayers. Thank you, Father. We're going to let the Lord say what he wants to say. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. There's an anointing. There's an anointing in that word hope. Y'all shared. There's an anointing on that word hope. You've set your hope. I know, and the Lord says, he knows. He's been touched with those infirmities. He knows how hard it is to go among loved ones and have the emotions. He said, Jesus wept. But the Lord says, not only have you set your hope, you're going to be bringing hope. Amen. You're going to be bringing hope to this family. Because when they see you, they're going to see hope. They're going to see Jesus. They're going to see that anointing. And it might be a time of passing, but it's a time of rejoicing. Because if she's with Jesus, anybody that leaves this place and goes with Jesus, they're rejoicing, and we need to rejoice that we're going to find some others out there and give them some hope. So, Father, I just thank you. I'm going to anoint this family, Lord. We just thank you for your anointing. This represents your anointing, Father God, that as they go, you go. That, Lord, this is your people called by your name. And, Lord, you're sending your ministers a fire, a Holy Ghost fire, to burn up all the wood staying hubble. To burn it up, Lord, and bring that hope. The hope that comes from you. We thank you for that anointing, for that fire, Lord. The fire of the Holy Ghost. The fire of your fire, Lord. And Lord, we thank you, Lord. They saw it on the day of Pentecost. They saw it on the tops of their heads. They're going to see it on this family, Lord. They're going to see your fire, your love of fire. And Lord, they're going to be changed. We thank you, Lord, for the anointed words and songs that are coming forth and will come forth, bring you glory, Father. And we thank you, Lord, that we are seeing the salvation of our Lord. We thank you for this anointing, Lord, that is not only in them, but it's upon them, Lord, for service. And we thank you, Father God, for the victory that is in Christ Jesus, the anointed one. And we just give you the praise. And we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Now go rejoicing and bring glory to him. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Raise the dead, heal the sick. Amen. See, raising the dead just don't have to be physically dead people. It can be people that are spiritually dead. Don't get just stuck on dead bodies. Get stuck on dead spirits.
Yes.
Raise the dead.
Yes.
Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, yet he was dead, yet shall he live. Amen. And there's life in Christ Jesus. Life, everlasting life. Miss Lisa, if you'll come on up, this is Mission Sunday. Wayne, if you just want to just continue in worship right there, she's going to share some good news. Amen. And if there's bad news, we got good news. Praise the Lord. We can turn it around. Jesus will turn it around. And that mic, let me get this mic for you.
Good morning.
Is it on? Good morning, church family. I have some good news, but some bad news. Dr. Fultz, the gentleman that started Ames, he passed away, and he's with the Lord. But I got this letter, or my husband did, on the internet, and it said, Dear Lisa, on Sunday afternoon, Dr. Fultz, the founder of Ames, entered into eternity. Words cannot express the deep love and admiration we all feel for Howard. He was a man who lived and breathed the Great Commission, passionately waved the banner for unreached people groups, even until his last breath. During his final week of life, as he laid in the hospital, he asked us to march and pray for the healing of the unreached nations. He said, as you march, I will get my healing. So on Sunday afternoon, we marched, and within the hour, Howard passed from earth to heaven. I weep at the huge loss to the body of Christ, but rejoice at the thought that Howard, meeting multitudes of those people from the countless tribes and tongues that we received, that had received Jesus because of his tireless determination to get the gospel to the ends of the earth. They said, please pray for the comfort for Pat, his beloved wife of nearly 60 years, for his family and for the rest of us who have lost a friend and a mentor. Let's honor his life by carrying out his legacy of making the Great Commission the great completion.
Amen. All good.
And that was until all here, Joshua and Bevan Bold, the Ames new president. It was Dr. Fultz that made me aware that, you know, I always prayed for Israel, but he was the one that really had a heart for the Muslims. And he kept saying, pray for the Muslims. It's very important to praise the Muslims. And so so anytime when I'm praying every morning, I always think of him. Because he always said, pray that they find Isa, because they call Jesus Isa. And I've shared with you that Dr. Fultz said that that God has been so good because, you know, they want to do that light 3500 and it's supposed to be within the last 5 years. And I think we're getting close to the end. I think we're almost done at the 5 years. And Jesus had promised that he would meet us halfway. If we did half, he would do the other half. And as you know, reaching 7,500 people in 5 years is next to impossible. With God, all things are possible. And where he guides us, he'll provide us. And he'll make a way where there's no way. And he said that Jesus was showing the Muslims. Muslims are very into their dreams. And they're approaching some of the folks that are missionaries. And they're saying, we're having these dreams of this man dressed in white. And, you know, and or the missions people will go up to them and say, tell us about your dreams, because we know that they're having these dreams, that Jesus is visiting them in their dreams. And then they have an opportunity to say who that man is in their dreams. And then they're winning those souls to Christ in the kingdom. So anyway, I just want to thank you for keeping that family in prayer and Ames in prayer. And you know, it's real important. Pastor Robert made this Word of Faith Worship Center Partners in Missions. When you're giving on Mission Sunday, you're giving to all these people, all these ministries, because most of these ministries have missions teams. And like Dr. Fultz, when we get up to heaven, it's like that song, Thank You, that I love that when you sing that song, and I cry every time you sing that song. We're going to get up there, and they're going to say thank you, because if it wasn't for you, these people wouldn't be there. We might not be able to be there, but we're there to you know, to support them with our prayers and with our giving, and so that people like Dr. Fultz and all the Ames and all the people that are on this list, these people are all out there doing, they're the feet and they're the hands, and we're just there supporting them with our prayers and with our finances. And so I just want to thank you guys for being so faithful, and I love you guys.
Step down here, Pastor Reed. Come up here with me. We're going to anoint Miss Lisa, too. Thank you, Jesus. I just heard the Lord say, Lisa, when you were sharing, you know, just like Brother Hagin, I never met Brother Hagin, but I met the Holy Ghost. That same vision that God gave him, go teach my people faith. That's what God called me to do. That same anointing that was on him came upon me in my house. And I declared it out of my mouth. Didn't know what I was saying. But that same passion that he had, he put it on me. And that same passion that Dr. Fultz has is on you today. I mean, when I say it's in you, but now it's going to be on you. It's going to be your life. See, you're carrying on that vision. Amen. So God's going to, he's going to do what he needs to do in you, through you, to make it come to pass. Amen. And it's not about you. It's about Christ in you. But he's going to do big things. Amen. Because we serve a big God. So, Father, we just thank you for that anointing, Lord. Thank you, Father, for that anointing, Lord. Come, big things comes in small packages. God says, don't look at their faces, Lisa. Jesus says, look at me. Watch me work through the nations. That whatever that vision Dr. Folks has, Jesus is going to blow it out of the water. He likes to double. So whatever that vision was they have for Light 350, Lord, you are the light of our salvation. Double it, Jesus. Bring it to pass through a mighty move of your spirit, through your people, through the church, through the missionaries, through Lisa. And we thank you for the testimonies, the great news, not only good news she's going to have, but great news of what God is doing and is going to do. And we thank you for it today in Jesus' name. Amen. Go make it happen. Go make it happen. You got it. Thank you, Father. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Whew, praise the Lord. I tell you what, before we receive our tithes and offerings, I want to give you one purpose, you know, tithes and offerings. There is another request I want to make for Dr. Bill Bailey. He didn't ask this. He just, when you attack, when the devil attacks, God puts a blessing out there. In other words, Dr. Bill Bailey, he puts our Word of Faith Radio, not only me, but other ministers on the air. He has the own computers at his house, but his servers went down. But he got them back up. He's good at getting things back up. He patched it up. And he's just saying about, well, I don't want to tell you a total. I don't like to give totals. Dr. Bill Bailey, if you want to just put WOFR, Word of Faith Radio, this morning, if you an offering there, he's going to replace those servers, those computers. But as the Lord purposes in your heart, if you want to give toward that, there's your a purpose today. But before we receive the tithes and offerings, I want all of our veterans serving and who have served, I want you to come forward. If you're here this morning, you're a veteran. Come to the front, please. Thank you, Lord. Look at here. We got some men that served in here. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If I have my wife come forward, and you guys just turn around and face this crowd out here, this is these are men of faith, men of, you know, war. You might call them men of war. They might not have been through a war, but they were there. If it was there, they were ready to take it on, right? And we just want to honor you this morning with some gifts. And I'm going to give them to Miss Sherry. And if you would, give what's left to Cindy. I know we need to put Pastor Jim on there. If there's any of y'all know that's not here this morning that's a veteran, let Cindy know so we'll make sure they get this too. You know, this is one of those things. Birthday Sunday, we want you to be here to get you to receive your offering. But you have served, and we want to make sure we get this to you. I mean, this is important because, you know, Jesus said when you lay your life down, you know, that's what you do when you serve. You lay your life down for your country. Jesus said that's an honorable thing. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for these men that have served, men and women that served across our country, Father. And we just speak a blessing upon them, Lord, as they laid their life, were willing to lay down what they wanted to do for their for themselves. They laid it down for their country. And, Father, we just thank you. We just speak a blessing over them today, Lord, not only here but everywhere they go for your favor right now, Father God. For those that we say we appreciate what you did, and Jesus says, thank you. So, Father, we just speak blessings over them, cover them with your word and protection, and thank you for their service, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Be blessed. Receive this blessing this morning. Thank you, brother. Blessing. Thank you for serving. Thank you, Brother Randy. You're blessed. Thank you, brother.
Love you, man.
And Brother Larry?
Yes, sir.
You're blessed.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Truly blessed.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Just get sweeter and sweeter, don't it? Thank you, Lord. We're supposed to give honor to where honor is due. You know, I told this Wednesday night, I believe, to our class that last week, the day before Veterans Day. I think it was Tuesday, wasn't it? Tuesday or Wednesday. My last call, I was in there just talking to a customer, and her husband was sitting at the table, and I was talking. I looked at him. I said, "And are you a veteran?" He said, "Well, yes, I am." And I said, "Well, happy Veterans Day tomorrow, and I just pray that you just go out there and just get blessed. You know, they got discounts and stuff, you know, to bless our men." He said, "How do you know I was a veteran?" I said, "The Lord just put it in my heart." He said, "Hmm." He said, "There's just something air about it, ain't you? Ain't it?" I said, "Yeah." And I just told him thank you. And he was just so appreciative. He said thank you. I don't know how many times he appreciated that. And on the way out, he showed me. He said, look what this is. What they sent me." He was in the Army, the airborne. Is that right? Yeah. And he showed me the sticker they sent him. You know what? It really blessed him to know that somebody cared for what he did, because you know we know how the devil is, how he'll use people we ain't gonna talk about the devil. And we're gonna talk about Jesus. Amen. We're gonna talk about giving and how blessed it is. I want to share a little bit that I shared at Hope Church last Sunday. 1 Kings 17. Why? Because it's just still in my heart. 1 Kings chapter 17. Thank you, Jesus. First Kings chapter 17. You know, there's some favorite. You know, you get your favorites that you have in the Bible. One of my favorites was the Apostle Paul. He's kind of one the Lord pressed in my heart, that same ministry. But also, I like Elijah, the prophet Elijah, King David. But this was about Elijah. Chapter 17, 1 through. I might not read all this. 1 through 16, but Elijah went to King Ahab and said, "As the Lord God of Israel lives, the Lord God of Israel lives." See, we serve a living Savior. "Before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years." You know, we haven't had a lot of rain here lately. But see, we're not under the curse, we're underneath the blessing. This is Old Testament. But God told us in His Word, if you don't obey my word, your ground's going to be cursed because of you're not listening to me. So the word of the Lord, and then after he gave that great word, the word of the Lord came to him saying, "Now get away from here and turn eastward." I like that word, eastward. We'll get into that a little bit later. "Eastward and hide by the brook Cherith, which flows into the Jordan." I'll give you a little preamble. There is a river. There is a river whose streets make glad the city of God. It flows. Amen. It's called the river of life. "And it shall be that when you drink from the brook, I have commanded the ravens also to feed you there." God's your provider. He takes care of you. You're there. Don't have to be in the brook Cherith. It's where you are, because Christ is in you. There. Wherever you are, there God is. Amen. Now, there is places He needs you to be. Amen. He needs you to be strategically there. So Elijah went and did according to the word of the Lord. It's important what God says, then you do it. Amen. And the ravens, look at there. They brought him bread and brought him meat. They brought him breakfast and supper. God provided a miracle here. And it happened after a while that the brook dried up. Why? He told Ahab there ain't going to be no rain. See, sometimes the problems around us is because of the evil people. They don't obey God. See, we're amongst those too. But God says, "I send rain on the just and on the unjust." Why? Because He's a God of mercy. He loves all people. But sometimes we get caught into trouble, not because of God, but because of the people around us. But God is with us. Help is on the way. I heard a message about that last week. Amen? Amen. And it happened after a while that brook dried up. Amen. But the word of the Lord came again. Yes. Fresh word. "Arise, go to Zarephath. Because to Zidon and dwell there." See, you need to say see. I'm going to see. What was we just singing about? I'm going to see it in the land of the living. I'm going to see what I've been hoping for. See, I have provided, I commanded a widow there to provide for you. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he got to the gate of the city, indeed, there was a widow, a rich widow woman. And he called, and indeed a widow was there gathering sticks, and he called to her and said, bring me a little water and a cup that I may drink. And she as she was going to get it, he called to her and said, also bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. And she said, as the Lord God lives, your God, I do not have bread, but a little oil in a jar. And see, her vision was different than God's vision. Come on, you see that? Her vision was death. God's vision is life. Come on. God likes to bring things to the dead alive. She says, see, I'm gathering a couple of sticks that I may go and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die. Not when God's got a plan for you. And Elijah said to her, fear not. That's what God's saying today in this world. Fear not. But the only way you can fear not is have faith in God. We talked about, we preached about that. We still on faith in God. Fear not. Do as you have said, but make me a small cake first. And I'll just kind of leave it right there. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. In other words, find out God's way of doing things. It's the right way. Honor your veterans. That's the right thing to do. Honor your parents. That's the right thing to do. Obey your parents as unto the Lord. That's the right thing to do. And God will turn your situation. I said he'll turn it around. He'll turn it around. I'm seeing the land, the goodness of the Lord. Look at here. Ooh. I thought about putting it on, but it probably wouldn't match my suit, would it, dear? Getting a picture of this. See that? You see, I see it. I saw it. See, this is called manifestation. Y'all maybe heard talk about some hats and t-shirts, you know, and got a vision. Well, see, I see. You see it? Yeah, I see it now. Now I got it. But see, Vicki blessed me this morning. She might not be here next Sunday, but this, for pastor appreciation, I got my emblem on there, Carrie. Can you see that emblem back here all the way in the back? Word of faith. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to wear it. Why? Because I believe it. But we're going to get some for the church, too. So those that like to wear hats, and we're going to get some t-shirts made up. We've got a connection now. Vicki found a connection. And I'm not saying, you know, Cindy does some t-shirt stuff, but we got somebody that's got the stuff, that's got the equipment that we've been confessing. It's coming to pass. You can't have this one, Reed. This is mine. Why? It's got my name on it. It's got my initials, RJ, in it. Ooh, Jesus. Catch this, woman. Come on, pay attention. You know what she did? She's caught the vision. Amen. Catch the vision and run with it.
Yes.
Amen. Catch God's vision. That's what's happening here. The vision. Without it, we perish. But we got a vision, and it's sent from God. And also, Sherry, give me those two booklets down there. I meant to bring this Wednesday night because we're studying, we're in our last session on how to fulfill, how to find, follow, and fulfill God's will. So we're in the last session, but Andrew came out with a book that put them all in one. Now, this ain't the study guide, but this is the book he put all of his teaching into one, and when I heard it, I said, man, I'm gonna get the books. These don't cost you nothing. They free. Say free.
Free.
Free. Now, they cost us something, but you know what I mean? Today, they're free. You don't have to double pay. Amen. Because you bless, you give. But as you come down and bring your offering this morning, if you want a book, Andrew did, this is new. He did an appointment with God. This is when he tells his testimony of how when Andrew got filled with the Holy Ghost and had an experience with God that changed his life. And we're partners with them. That same teaching anointing that God put on him, God put it on me. And when you partner, when you come to church, that same vision, that same anointing will hit you. If you believe it. Now, not everybody's called to be teachers, but everybody is called to teach. Because the Holy Ghost, what? He's the teacher. If you got the Holy Ghost, you're apt to teach. Amen. So as you come down and you give this morning, if you want one of these, pick them up, and what's left, we'll put them on the rack. So, or if you know somebody that needs one, come on, this is how we sow, this is how we get the word out. If you don't need it and you know somebody that does, take them one, take them two. So, I've already got mine. I got mine when it came in. I got it at home. I hadn't read it yet, but I'm teaching it. We're teaching it and we're believing it. Amen. And you become that vision. You become that church. All churches have got different visions. Same vision is to reach the lost with every available tool we can. Amen. So let's stand this morning as you get ready to give. So you can give and get a gift. Readers are leaders. That's what I learned going to Life Christian. I've done a lot of reading. So I guess God's got some leading for us to do. Amen. We got a lot of people to lead to Jesus. So Father, we just thank you, Lord. I thank you for this church. This is a church that believe. They believe in your promises, Lord. And I thank you, Father God, for your word. You sent your word. You sent Jesus. You sent your word. And we thank you for that word that lives on the inside of us, Lord, and is directing us. I thank you for those living waters, Lord. Those living waters that flows. There is a city, Lord. One day we're going to physically see that holy Jerusalem. But until then, Lord, we believe it by faith. And we're going to walk on those streets of gold one day. But until then, Lord, we're soldiers marching forth with faith, Lord, to go teach people about faith before you return again, Lord. They need to say yes to Jesus. And we just thank you as we sow today, Lord, we're helping others preach and teach this word of faith to the world to make ready your people, a people, to see you in Jesus' name. Amen. So you can bring your tithes and offerings to the front. Grab your book if you need one. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Wayne. Ministering to us with those anointed tunes. Amen. Amen. And chords. Praise God. You know, Brother Glenn, he's probably going to hear this. He's going to hear this sermon again because he was down at Hope Church last with us Sunday. So, but you know what? I was praying about the message and I said, I think they had a problem with the live stream because it went dark and I hadn't double checked. But sometimes when things go down, I said, "Well, I think we'll just preach that again." Why? Because I liked it myself, and I said, "I think we need to squeeze some more out of that." But you know, God will give it differently. Amen. So a lot of the sermonettes, you got Dr. Gary Price in here, you got Dr. Jim Howard in here, you got Bill Winston in here, Andrew Womack. Jesse Duplantis. See, it's all different gifts, but the same God, same Spirit that works all in all. Amen? So I'm walking tall with a call from Jesus Christ, the Lord of all. Amen? He'll give you a little rhyme, too. It's the anointing. It's the anointing that changes lives. It's the power. Say power. See, there's the Word, and then there's a Spirit. And you get the two mixed together, you got wonder-working power. Amen? And not every Christian is operating in it, is walking in it. But they can. Because God's no respecter of persons, but He does respect faith. You give Him a little bit of mustard seed faith, He'll move a mountain. But He's got to work with you. God working with us. Amen? Not without us. Now he's sovereign in the point that God is God, but we got to understand He can't break covenant. He can't lie. So the same God that created Adam and gave him total authority over this earth, I say earth, is the same God that won't lie, won't break covenant, that if anything's going to happen, He's got to use mankind that He created. Because God spoke it and He can't change it. But Jesus came. See, we had authority over the earth at one time, but we lost it by transgression. Adam and Eve agreed with Satan, Lucifer. Then he got his name changed to Satan. Because some people have a problem with that. Pride was found in Satan. God didn't give him that pride. Satan became the father of lies. And that's who father I was. We were all born into that sin nature. We were born sinners. But Christ, thank Jesus, in the same garden where the curse happened, God said, I got a plan. He had a plan. He said, there's going to be a seed that's going to bruise your head. It was the seed of woman. Well, woman don't have seed. I know, that's why He sent Jesus. The seed of woman. He didn't send a man. God sent Himself. It couldn't be Joseph. It had to be Jesus. A virgin shall conceive, not by Joseph, but by Jesus. The Word became flesh. Yes. Became flesh. Became the second Adam. The last Adam. Amen. But then, this is the end of the story. Jesus said, after He resurrected, all power, all authority has been given to me in heaven and in the earth. Amen. So see, now we got it all. We are a new creation, a new species. Adam didn't have that power. In other words, he didn't have all authority in heaven. He had all authority on the earth. But his father was God. He had it all. Come on. God just, what? He delegated that authority to Adam on the earth. Amen. And God was going to, what? Dwell with us forever, for eternity, on the earth. That was His plan. And Jesus got it back. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you again. Amen. Through Christ. Amen. That's just the story in a nutshell from Genesis to Revelation. Amen. Because Jesus, He's coming back. He's coming back. And He ain't coming back as a baby. He's coming back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. And He's coming back to execute judgment. He's coming back as judge and king over what? All the ungodly. Now we're going to be judged, but we're going to be at the judgment seat of Christ. We're seated in heavenly places. We're going to be judged by what we did with this word. Our rewards are going to be judged, not us. Because we're forgiven, we're saved, but our rewards go before us. And everything that we did, according to what He's told us, there's going to be a fire. It's going to be burned. All of our works are going to be burned. And everything He told us to do, it's going to be saved by fire. And that's going to be our reward. Things we thought He was saying, that's going to be burned up, but we're still going to get some rewards in life everlasting. And then, man, God's got more things to do. Don't think this is the end when this earth is over. God's still creating. Light is still going forth. Galaxies are still being created. There's so much more. But when I was ministering at Hope Church, I took a couple books because I wanted to share. I don't think Pastor Scott had this book yet. But I took this one that Andrew put together, My Appointment with God. This is new. It's kind of like his little short testimony. And before the service even got started, they was giving some prayer requests and testimonies, and there was a couple ladies there. And she said the word appointment about 3 or 4 times. I said, she's going to get that book. I only had 2 of these. I gave Scott one. I said, she's going to get that book. Why? Appointment, appointment, appointment. She needed an appointment with God like this. In other words, that God just speaks to her and things that are holding her, they just melt off because of what? The anointing. That's what happened to Andrew. He was saved at the age of 8, but he didn't get filled with the Holy Ghost and power till 18, 10 years later. Why? Because he didn't have a lot of good teaching in church about what? God, about his father. And see, Andrew's father died. Just had to read the book. I'm not going to tell you everything in here. Then you won't read it. But take it and share it because somebody else needs an appointment with God. Amen? I made an appointment and I got me a haircut yesterday with my barber. Amen? I look pretty good. Styling and profiling. See, usually my son, but I couldn't, he was so busy he couldn't get there. So I called my barber that was before my son and she worked me in. Amen? So got it taken care of. I wanted to get some of that curl cut off before Sunday. It might not bother you, but it bothers me. Amen. So anyway, we're going to talk about this again. Who is Jesus? Amen. Who is Jesus to you? So I started out talking about, I had a birthday. Sherry just had a birthday. And she's, when she has her birthday, she's 2 years older than me right then. Well, by numbers, it's really like a year and a half. She's, I ain't going to, I need to tell you how old, if I tell you how old, I done gave it away. If I tell you how old I am, you're going to know how old she is, plus two. So I'll just tell you about me. Hey, man, I'll just talk about me. I am 55 years old. Amen. And for 35 of those years, so there's 22 years I've been doing things right. Amen. But for 35 of those years, if you asked me who Jesus was, I would tell you maybe what Glenn had told me about Jesus. I didn't know Glenn back then, but some of my buddies, some people I've been around, I would tell you what they told me. Well, Jesus is this. He's God's son. He was his mother was Mary. He had some brothers. His dad was Joseph. Why? I heard about these stories. I heard about Jesus. And I would refer to what I heard others say about Jesus. Or I could tell you about some of the movies I saw about Jesus. And about Moses, Charlton Heston, Parting the Waters, Hollywood, Charlton Heston. Man, he had a Bible voice. Amen. He actually spoke the Bible. There's certain people are gifted with certain things, amen, that just can just catch your attention. And it's all gifts from God. It's just without God, it's just dead. But with God, it just comes alive. Charlton Heston made the Bible come alive. Amen. To some people, but to me, I mean, I like to listen to it, but I heard about it. I heard about Moses. I heard about Jesus. Yul Brynner was Pharaoh, I believe. Remember Yul Brynner? Yeah, he played a Pharaoh. And then I saw some people play Jesus. Now, we're picking up and watching the movie called The Chosen, and it's good. We're getting into that, and this guy plays Jesus. He played a part good there too because it's the Word. It's based on the Word, but it's nonfiction. They put some things in there that it's not blasphemy. It's just things you would think Jesus did. Jesus cooked his own meals out there in the desert. I mean, they had to start the fires like this. They didn't have butane lighters. They didn't have fire starters. Now, he had the Holy Ghost. But that was supernatural. But God said, you got to do things natural, son. Because I didn't send you to be God right now. I sent you, and I'm going to anoint you with my spirit, and you're going to walk like Adam did and talk like Adam did, but you're not going to sin like Adam did. Amen. I'm talking about Jesus now. But I didn't know this Jesus yet, Wayne. I would just tell you about what I heard. I watched those movies, and Hollywood a lot of times puts a lot of stuff in there that ain't true. And what can that do? It can get you confused, get you into deception. Next thing you know, it ain't the truth at all. It becomes a lie. God don't kill people. God loves people. It's the devil. He's out to steal, kill, and destroy. If you know those two things, you can go far with God. God is for you, period. He's not against you. He doesn't change like we change. He doesn't change like these leaves out here. They go from life to death. They fall. God doesn't fall. He stands. Amen. He's the victor. So just like I heard about God, well, I have known Pastor Scott and Shirlene Gray for about 12 years. We came here in 2009, and they were associate pastors here, and they were teaching the children here. And we just got together and we just combined, and our kids got together and we just hung out with one another. We had talks. Sherry and Sherlene taught the kids, and man, we just got to know them. Fellowship, go out to eat, go to their house. You just do things that Christians do. We family, right? We family. Now, I can't get to go to everybody's house yet. That's a vision. I got to get to every one of y'all's guys' house. Amen. If you'll let me in. Jesus said, I knock at the door. Will you let me in? If I'm hungry, will you feed me? Come on. So up until 22 years ago, I had heard about God and Jesus and church, went to a Bible study, you know, went to my Sunday school. Now, we don't, per se, different churches, when I came here, we don't have Sunday school as far as adult Sunday school. We just teach a little bit longer here in the sanctuary. And the kids we want them to be involved in praise and worship because we want them to worship God like we do, that same, imitate God, what is dear children. And we want to imitate it in front of them, and then they might go up there and have some songs up there too, but they have children's church, children's ministry. Amen. But I went to Sunday school, and I can remember my best friend, one of my friends, it was his mom that taught. I can see her today teaching. And then we did some of them wicker baskets, those things you weave together for you hang your pots in out there on the porch. It was crafts, and I didn't like it too much, but that's the teacher. You got to do what the teacher's doing. But I made something. I was proud after I got done. I don't know if Mom ever hung anything in it, but I'd heard stories about. I heard about David and Goliath. I heard about Samson and Delilah. I heard those stories, but to me, they were just stories. But then God used people to witness to me. I was seeing. I was getting seed. My heart just wasn't right. My heart was hard. I'd seen a lot of bad things growing up in my life at home. And wasn't allowed to leave home because dad was abusive, alcoholic, a lot of devils, a lot of evil. But I didn't understand all that. But it makes your heart hard. You hear a lot of things, where is God? You know, I knew there was a God. I'd go out and I'd talk to him as a kid. I knew, I'd look at the clouds, I'd say, somebody had created. I would talk to God. I would talk to him in my mind as a kid. He heard me. But see, God had got to move by faith. Something's got to be there. The word's got to be there and something's got to happen. And he spared, his mercy was there. A lot of times the devil could have took us out, but he couldn't because of God's mercy. Amen. Because of his mercy. Mercy said no. So we got to know Pastor Scott and Sherlene and their kids. And if you ask him about one of them, I would refer to my memories. If you ask me today, memories of some of the plays we did. And oh gosh, I ain't going to talk about that tonight. Rowan, those kids have grown up now, but then, you know, it's a lot of pressure for kids to perform sometime. Man, I played Herod. I was Herod in one of the church plays, man. And I had to wear the itchy beard, you know. And I was the mean guy. I was the mean guy, the King Herod. But, you know, I had to perform. I had to learn some scripts. And that was hard. That was real hard. But God was well pleased with that. I said he was pleased. Because it takes faith to please him. And I was being there by faith. I wanted to learn. I wanted to know God. Let me go on here. So we spent time with the Grays. Got to know them. See, to truly know someone, you got to spend quality time with them. Not just lip service. You got to spend some time. You know, Cecil and Cindy, how long y'all been married? A long time, right? Many years. 45 years. They spent a lot of time together. But before they got married, Cecil spent a lot of quality time. He spent some money too, didn't you, Cecil? Man, you want something, you know. He didn't try to date her, court her. He did. He put faith in what he did. It cost him something. Love will cost you something. Cost you love. To love, you need to be loved. To be loved, you got to sow love to receive love. Amen? It'll cost you. That's a good thing to pay. Sin will cost you. Wages paid it for sin is death. But the payment for love is love. Everlasting life. Amen. God is love. So, but up until 22 years ago, I had heard about God and Jesus and church, but I did not know him like I know my wife intimately. I didn't know him. I did not know Jesus, and I did not know what church was truly about. I just thought, you know, you just get to getting, well, main thing was mama said you're going to church. That's really all you need to know as a kid, what mama said. And I'm like, well, mama bought the suit, mama got, you know, growing up I had a couple pair of shoes. I had my Adidas, I think it was Adidas, no, I think it was Converse. You get them at Family Dollar, Dollar Store. That's what mama could buy. I didn't complain. I had a pair of Converse, that's high tops. Canvas, you remember the Canvas high tops? Oh yeah, you remember them. I wore them until they wore out, Wayne. You don't get a pair of shoes till you see your toes, Reed. You might have to patch that up a little bit if you can. Depends on what mama got to spend. She got four kids. Five. But then I had a go to Sunday school shoes. Ones in the closet that, you know, you got to keep shining. Don't you get them shoes on unless you're going to church. So had a big closet, but didn't have a lot of stuff in it. You know, had a lot of space in that closet. Me and my brother shared it. So mama bought me a suit. I wore it and I went. Amen. It changed my life. Amen. God was working his plan. But see, I went to church, didn't know God, didn't know Jesus. I knew the pastor. I tried to listen to what he said, do. Join the church in the way of baptism, and we'll put your name on the membership roll. And I mean, but the main thing was, what about Jesus? I need to see Jesus. I need to talk to Jesus. It's okay to talk to the pastor, talk to your pastor, but when he leaves, I need to be talking to Jesus. He said, you know, the pastor ain't there with me all day. He ain't there with me at school when I'm being a bully and being bullied. He's not there when daddy comes home drunk and full of the devil. But Jesus is. Jesus was. Amen. Y'all heard my story. Maybe heard it. Glenn, you might not have heard this one. When, you know, that was back when daddy had his license. If he got drunk, he usually took me with him. And I got to play. He'd give me quarters to play pinball in the bar. You know, they had the pinball machine in there. Thank God daddy threw me some quarters over there. You know, he's drinking and I'm playing pinball. Around all that, what? Those evil, drunken spirits. What they doing? They're affecting me, Randy. They're affecting me as a kid. Because, see, that's what parents are supposed to be. You're affecting your kids. What you do is a reflection on your kids. That's why it's so important to live for God. Because they'll live for God. Now, they still got to get born again on their own free will, but you are putting a foundation that will not be shaken by this world system. Amen. That's a promise we have. If you train up your kids in the way the Lord says train them up, it won't depart. God won't depart from his word. Amen. You can't separate God from his word. Now, you can walk away from it, but that ain't going to change him. Amen. But I remember there's one night I was coming home. Daddy was drunk, and I was in the middle. He drove an old white Chevrolet pickup truck. I can still see it today. You know, it had AM, FM, push-button radio. Kids, we just fascinated with things you can push and turn, you know. But he was coming. It was dark. Daddy was drunk. He was weaving. And back then, we had cul-de-sacs. We had ditches. And ditches were probably twice as deep as when I stepped down from here. That was a ditch because of water. It didn't have it was a dirt road. And Daddy, he just passed out. And that truck, he hit that ditch, and that truck turned up. Now there I am laying on Daddy. Didn't have seatbelts. You didn't have to have seatbelts back then. They were in the truck, but you didn't have to wear them. Thank God I wasn't. I probably didn't need that one. So I'm laying on Daddy, and he smelled like alcohol. I can still remember alcohol. You know, you smell that smell. You can smell memories. You can even remember smells. I can remember sitting on my papa's porch with the meal over there, and I can smell the meal to this day. I thought Daddy was dead. You know, I'm in second grade. I'm scared. It's dark. We didn't have a lot of street lights like we have now. I got to get out. I know where home is because I run to the lake. I play. I know where I'm at, but I'm by myself. I'm a kid. That ain't the way you're supposed to live. So I'm scared, and I'm walking home because I got to get mama. I don't know if daddy's living or dead. And I'm looking at the trees, and it's dark, and I'm walking as fast as I can. I'm hearing things in the woods, but I know now God was with me. Amen. Fear was there too. But I know God was with me. He gave me the courage. And I got home, and I can't tell you how the rest of the story ends up. You know, that's a dramatic thing that happened. I don't know if I'll ever forget it, but I know now God was with me. Amen. See, he saw that. He saw a child on his own without his parent. And God don't want that on anybody. Amen. He's your father. God became my father. When God talks to me, he calls me son. Some people, he might call you by your name, but he calls me son. Because daddy never called me. He never built that son relationship. Amen. But God did. So I was without God. And I didn't know who Jesus was. See the story. Who is Jesus? Who is Jesus to you? Matthew 1:23 says, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel." Come on, what does that mean? God with us. He's with us in the bad times, and he's with us in the good times. He was right there when Dr. Faulkner breathed his last breath. He received it in, and he's in glory with Jesus. But not everybody has that story, because you've got to be born again. You got to call on the name of Jesus. You don't have to do anything. You just got to believe that he is, that God sent his only son to die for you, to become sin for you. And when you confess and you put your life into him, that's when you get born again. I didn't know what born again meant as a kid. I just knew good things are supposed to happen in church. Well, I saw bad things happen in church. And I remembered, you know what? I said, I don't need to go there. I'm sure you've all been there. That ain't the way it's supposed to be. Amen? So we're going to keep that bad stuff out, right? We're going to keep it out. But a virgin shall conceive, be with child, and bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. God has never changed from that. He said, he blessed us, saying, God ain't changed. He's still blessing us. As much as we'll let him, as much as we know about him. His purpose for creating mankind was what? Fellowship. He came in the cool of the evening. Well, he didn't leave. God never left. He was there. He just, what? He manifested himself to where Adam knew he was there. He heard him walking. God actually made himself walk. Heard him walking in the cool of the evening in the garden. See, God is here now. God was here. God was there at the church I was at. His spirit was there. But he wasn't manifesting, because we got to believe that when he said, when his word, he honors his word. And when he says, I'm the healer, you need to believe in he is the healer. You'll be healed. God will manifest healing. The healer will manifest. Amen. There's a battle we got to fight. Do I believe or not believe? Yeah, I failed that course. That was, what was it? To be or not to be? Shakespeare. Yeah, I didn't do too good with Shakespeare. I wasn't good at remembering things. But I tell you what, the Holy Ghost, oh man, he helps me remember. He brings back to my remembrance. He don't bring back Shakespeare. He brings back the Word. Amen. And Jesus said, to be a believer, you got to believe in me, and you got to believe in my Father who sent me. Amen. I believe. He made me a believer. That's what we do. We believe. I'm sure Dr. Faulkner believed Jesus was his healer up until the day he departed. And he is healed. Totally. He's absent from his body, and he is present with the healer. But that still doesn't mean God didn't want to manifest that healing in his body. But see, I'm not Dr. Faulkner, and I'm not God, neither are you. That's between him and God. But you, we got to do what the Word says. We got to believe it, because Jesus said it, and that settles it. Amen? Amen? Whether we ever see, we believe. Amen? And you will see it. Amen? That's the tenacity you got to have. My wife took my hat, but I saw it. I mean, I saw it. With my vision, but Vicky said, I'm going to let him really see it. Because God moved upon her, and she knew somebody. God made a connection, and there it is. That's living by faith. That's the gospel. Just live by faith. Trust him every day. Help is on the way. It's in the... There's a song. Have you heard that song, Reed? You ain't heard the song? Toby Mac? Yeah, that's it. But have you seen the video? The boys did good justice to it too. Help is on the way. That boy ends up in church. At the end of that video, he ends up in church because that's where your help is. Your help is in the Lord. Amen. Toby Max lost a son. And what did he do? He did like David did. He sings of God's sure mercies. His son is with Jesus because Toby took him to the Word. He took him to church. And that's, he sings, what's going to happen, Wayne? Not what is happening, what's going to happen. He's going to see his son again, but he wants others now to see Jesus. Their sons, their daughters. Help is on the way. Sometimes it comes in a song, but God is God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Luke 2:10. Who is Jesus? The angel said to them, fear not. Behold, I bring, talking to the shepherds, I bring you good tidings of, not good joy, great joy. Great joy which shall be to all people. That's what we got to see. We got to see joy in all people, in these Muslims, in anybody. See, Jesus can break through those religions just like that. Through a dream, through a vision. And all they got to do is call on the name of that Lord, of Jesus, and he can set you free. Why? Because he is born. Jesus has been born, and to this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ. That ain't his last name, Christ the Lord. He's the Messiah. He's the one that they had been, the scriptures had prophesied of him. Amen? The anointed one. I just anointed some people. I just didn't do it just to be anointed. You were anointed because God said do it, and there's power in that anointing. There's power that changes, changing things in your body right now because it's on you, it's in you, it's upon you. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. That don't mean just one time. Be filled. Be filled. Amen? I have a hard time not ordering sun drops anymore because I love a good old sun drop. And I'll have one every now and again, but not as many as I used to. When it's empty, I like it to be filled again with sun drop. Refill. Can I get you a refill? Yes. Bring me a Diet Coke and refill it. See, I had to change some things, some sugar things. But I like it to be refilled when it gets empty. When you're feeling down, pray in the Holy Ghost. Feel, build yourself up in your most holy faith. Not just one time, all time. Praying with all prayers and all supplications in the Spirit, in the tongues. Building yourself up on your most holy faith. Forbid not to speak in tongues, Paul said. And I tell you, I'm not forbidding you. I'm telling you that you need to speak in tongues. It builds you up. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. That's like heaven. That's like having a closet full of tennis shoes. Back then, they had tongues on them. Now, we don't even have strings. Now, you just Velcro it over. They all those shoes came with tongues. The Holy Ghost comes with tongues. It's communication to the Father. But he don't work on his own God with us. He works with us. The Holy Spirit will inspire you and give you a heavenly language that the devil can't understand because he's not a part of heaven anymore. Why? He got the boot. He got kicked out. Jesus said, I saw Satan, Lucifer, fall from heaven like lightning. That quick. That quick when he rebelled against God. See, the devil, Hollywood wants to paint you a picture that, man, the devil's fighting Jesus and it's in round two. No, the devil don't even make it to round with Jesus. Not a round. Jesus whooped him and left him and publicly down there, stripped him of all that authority that was not his to have. He got it illegal. And God got it back legally. Jesus became sin who never knew sin, never had a relationship with evil, became sin so that the Father had to look away from sin so that Jesus could go to hell. He couldn't go to hell unless he became sin because the wages of sin is death. Jesus was life, but he died. He became sin and died to go get those keys. He went to hell for us. Hell is not created for God's creation. It was created for the devil, for Lucifer and his angels. We're different than angels. We don't become angels when you get born again. We get in the family. We go back to our original form. Amen. Redeem means to go back. God, Jesus brought us back with his blood. Thank you, Jesus. See, you don't need blood in heaven. You don't need this earthly blood. We're going to get a blood transfusion, Glenn. Amen. It's going to be different. It's going to be God infused. I don't know how all that's going to happen. I just know I ain't never going to die again. Amen. Because Jesus, he's life. We're going to live forever. And there are going to be motorcycles in heaven too. They're going wherever God sends me, they probably going to look different than what they look down here. They ain't going to, we don't need to worry about fossil fuel. Because the Lord is my light, my salvation. He's going to make whatever it is, it's going to run, and it ain't going to cost me anything. Yeah, it will. Love. I love you, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Father, for this. Thank you. You know, there's mansions, dwelling places, it says. Our Father, Jesus, is a carpenter. He's building things for us. For Mama got there, hers was built. He knew. Now, God gives life and death is in the power of your tongue. We determine how long we're here. Now, we can't, it is a point of once we're going to die, right? But also what we put in our body, help, you know, even though we're doing confession, we got to use the natural with the supernatural and do what's right. But it's appointed once for us to die, but after that, glory. When Mama left, her place was finished. God knows the end from the beginning, but he will not, he cannot go against your will. That's what makes him God. In other words, God is sovereign. What he said, his word, he can't break it. He is in control of his word, but he will not control you. He controls his word. And if you let his word live in you and come out of you, he'll control your life for good. That's when you give him control. But he will not control your choice to choose him. In anything. Anything. Amen. That's how sovereign he is. Amen. And he knows the end. He knows our end. But he gives us the choice. Long life, be satisfied, or short death, disobey me, you walk into curse. Doesn't mean you're not born again, but you can get the devil can get in there and can take you out. But God don't want that. He wants you to live for him, amen? Walk in that blessing. Be blessed. That's choose life. Life and death's in the power he set before us. And he said, choose life, choose me, amen? You got to choose God. I didn't know that. I thought God was making my choices. He did give me a multiple choice, choose life or choose death. He gave me the answer, Randy. Choose me, life. God is life. God is love. God is everlasting. Amen. Amen. And he don't change. Amen. All you got to do is come to him, and he'll make you brand new, just like that. All your sin washed away. Thank you, Father. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. Glenn, has the sermon been the same? Not at all, has it? Close. See, God's got new manna, fresh manna. See, a lot of people, I remember listening to Brother Jesse when he first got started. He talked, you know, and I remember when I first got started, my gosh. Debt was my middle name. Robert Debt Jackson. I owe, so off to work I go. Remember singing those sad songs? There were some other ones, too. The Lord helps me forget a lot of those songs. I don't sing those songs no more. I worked. I've always worked. I worked before Caesar took my taxes. I got paid cash. Worked in the chicken farms. Mowed grass. My landlord paid me cash. He had wads of money. Man, I looked at him and I was like, I need to be like him. He didn't write no checks. Glenn, his wallet, man, that thing was that. I would say how he got it folded. Because me and my neighbor, me and my good friend in high school, or good friend in elementary school, he had the lawnmowers. We didn't have a lawnmower. We had a kind of a push lawnmower. I pushed it. That's all Mama could afford. I couldn't use that lawnmower to mow everybody's yard because it wasn't in that good a shape. You know, I'm out there doing all I can to get Mama started. But God's got my friend over here, man. He got a Cub Cadet. Man, you ride a Cub Cadet, man. That's static. It's got one of those static. Y'all know what I'm talking about, Randy. You just go faster. You ain't got to change gears. It's just the handle, man, like that, Reed. You can move. You can mow some grass. We got paid, I think, $10 a yard, about as big as this sanctuary right here. I'd push. He'd ride. Then we switch off. I'd ride. He'd push. And Mr. Kiesler would bring the money. Show me the money. What did I do with it? I don't know. I spent it on 10 speeds, bicycles, girls, movies. Have fun. Want to have fun. Mama couldn't afford that. But God said, if you want to eat, if you want to live a good life, get out there and do something. Work. I've always worked. And then I got my first job at Harris Teeter, $3.15 an hour. Bagging groceries. Stocking shelves. But I got some good tips, too. When a lady come in there, her name was Miss Hildebrand. She run a lumber yard. And when she come in, she got four buggies. Full, Reed. 8 gallons of milk. Why? She cooks and feeds those workers. She wasn't feeding them just grits. And she was feeding them food, ham, bacon, eggs, milk. Man, I should have got me a job. I should have transferred over there to Keesler Farm. Man, I didn't think about that. It's probably hard work. They're probably out there cutting those. Man, that's hard work, wood cutting, cutting down trees. Nah, I needed to stay there, bag groceries, because when it was rain, well, still I'd go out and get soaked, because we took the buggies to the cars, to the ladies' cars. $10 in my hand. Jesus, man, that's gas money. Drive my 1967 GTO to school. Mama couldn't give me gas money. She gave me lunch money. You know what it was? That's gas money. I didn't eat because I wanted to drive my car and impress the girls. I knew how to fast. I just didn't know how to pray. I didn't want to ride that bus. That's an hour and a half, 2 hour drive to school. That means I got to get up earlier. And back then I had a mane, and when I got up, I had to wash my hair in the sink, and I got three sisters, two sinks. They put makeup, all that stuff on. It took me time to get there and wash my hair, and then I had to dry it, Wayne. Yeah, that's by faith. Believe it by faith. I had to use a hair dryer, and it took me at least 15 minutes to dry my hair. And if I had to drive to school, man, I could sleep a little bit longer. Yeah, I sleep. What was I talking about? Work. Talking about work. I knew how to work. I worked all my life. And still working. My point was, I was getting to, when I was a sinner, and when I was in school, the weekends, man, I'm free. Monday through Friday, I got to go to school. Saturday and Sunday, I'm free. Free to be me. See, that's what pride is. It's all about me. Take my gas money, take my lawnmower money, go to the movies, go to the swimming pool there in Mooresville. You know, that's all I got to say about that. Go to the swimming pools. Well, we're looking for girls. You're a teenager, you're looking for pretty girls. They show up at the swimming pools. Y'all know that, don't you? Come on, I was a sinner boy. But nothing wrong. God said it's not good to be alone. We got to get out and meet. We didn't have cell phones. You ride the bicycle to get to the swimming pool. Mama not taking you to that swimming pool. You got to use your, it's called your legs. Got to get there. But I knew how to work. But the weekend was mine. That was my time. So then bring it on. I got married. I dated first, met Sherry. So we both worked hard. I just drank the money. She was trying to save it. Drank it or smoked it or whatever I did that was just my money. And we never had money, never had things. Our things were always breaking. Never had enough money until I met Mr. Credit Card. Then I said, he got money. Mr. Credit Card got money. I didn't know nothing about the interest you pay on credit cards. My wife did, but I couldn't understand it. Why? Because I always made her pay the bills. If you got to do it, you can understand it, can't you, Wayne? If you're doing it, you understand why things ain't working. But it was still all about me. I'm going coon hunting Saturday night with the boys. We getting, you know, we drinking. We going, we ain't catching no coons. We getting high. We drinking. Well, I'm telling you the truth. I was lying to my wife. We did do some coon hunting, but very little. Very little coon hunting. There's coons out there. If I was smart, I didn't have to go hunting. We lived back in the woods. Coons come to my house every weekend, to my back porch. My wife, she probably smart. Won't you just go out in the backwoods? There's coons. They showed up. You feed them. They're like cats. They come back with the family. They go find the family. And they mean, too. Raccoons. Bandits. Work. But it was all about me the weekend. When I got born again, I'm still working. But you know what? The weekends is not about me. I love preaching the word. I'm working 7 days a week, 24. It ain't like I got a weekend off, but you know what? Back then, that was my weekend. I live for the weekend now. I live to put a message together and come up here and pray for the sick and see God change lives. And I'm like, I don't even think about work anymore. I just think about Jesus because he changed my life. Now my weekends are my... Some people think, well, you, what about your time? What about it? I want to talk about Jesus. Amen. The motorcycle's coming. I'm going to ride for Jesus. We're going to get a motorcycle team here. Jerry Seville, what's his called? The Chariots of Light. Tim Sutton, don't he measures it's Chariots of Light. See, we already got connections. Connect our church. We're going to get some riders. Cecil's one. See, they're getting a fishing. Men's got a fishing trip going on, right? There's some fishing they're going to do around here. That's all right. That's fellowship. That's when you get to know it. Just spend time with each other. I ain't much of a fisherman, but I'll go. But I like to ride a motorcycle. I mean, some of you guys probably won't, but y'all like to fish. Well, I like to ride a motorcycle. Always have. Get the wind blowing in my hair. See, I see it. Y'all don't see that. I see that. That's just now I got the, you know what I mean? Those NASCAR drivers, if you got less hair, man, you can move and groove now. Aerodynamically designed now. Carrie, I'm aerodynamic now. But you got to think, I had hair, but I had a helmet on, so it was the helmet. It wasn't me anyway, making me aerodynamic. I really want my hair. I really don't. I liked hair. It's a weakness. Yeah, I could. Yes, I probably. Yep, you're probably right, Randy. What are we talking about? Who is Jesus? Who is Jesus to you? Christ the Lord. That is not his last name. That his title. He's Christ the Lord. Matthew 16:15. He's the Son of the living God. Talking about Jesus. Matthew 16:15. Jesus asked his disciples, who do men say that I am? Who does your buddies say that I am? They're going to ask you this question because they're going to say, why are you spending so much time at church? Why are you going on that fishing trip with a bunch of church people? Why are you doing this? They're going to ask you, who is Jesus? They're asking you, who is Jesus? They might not be saying it specifically, but they're asking you, why are you spending so much time with those people? See, I had a lot of friends until Jesus became my friend, and then you'll find who your true friends are. But don't forget about them. But you got to spend more time with Jesus so that you can win them to him. So you got to build your relationship with him. And don't forget about them. You got to just kind of come to your own company right now. You become to a different company of friends, a company of believers. I ain't talking about church people. I'm talking about believers. Believe that you lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Believe you shall speak with new tongues. See, this is what believers, Jesus said believers, not disciples, believers would do. If you're a believer, you're a disciple too. Well, no, a believer, a disciple is one that follows Jesus. He's a disciplined learner. He's there where Jesus is. There's a difference between disciples and just believers. Some people believe, got born again, but they find. Jesus said, no, follow me. He said, follow me. Jesus is on the move. He's on the march. Amen. He's on the move. He's moving things, changing things. He changed my life. I went from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his dear son. Jesus put me into his kingdom, translated me from darkness to light, just like that by the Holy Ghost. Bam! Didn't know it. Why? Because I had to keep seeking. He says, seek me and you'll find I'm your healer. Seek me and find I'm your deliverer. Seek me and find me, I'm your provider. Seek me, I'm your banner. I'm talking about some names of Jehovah here. Jehovah Rapha. Jehovah Sitkanu. But you can bring it all to you. Jesus. Putting all in one word. You ain't got to remember all those names. Remember his name, Jesus. Amen. Because it all comes down to one, Jesus. He asked Peter, disciples, who do you say that I am? Peter, the apostle that he was, the rock that Jesus knew he was. See, God's maybe giving you a nickname. He called Peter. Peter, because he gave Jesus an answer. He answered by the Holy Spirit. He said, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus got happy. Oh, happy day, Jesus said. Oh, happy day, Somebody else heard my Father's voice. You know, Jesus didn't like to just be the only one that heard the Father's voice, because he wanted them all to be rejoicing. Peter said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said, "Peter, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father, which is in heaven." And Peter, I'm sure he got happy. But then the old devil got back in there again. You know, just a couple of verses later, Peter, when Jesus said, "Okay, now y'all know who I am. This is what I got to do. I got to go to the cross. I got to be crucified. I got to have my beard. All these things are going to happen to me." And Peter said, "No, Lord, you ain't going to do that." And Peter said, "Get behind me, Satan." So you can have the Holy Ghost come upon you, and then the devil can get in your mind and you say something stupid. But Jesus didn't leave. He just made sure he put the devil in his place. See, Peter, that was a teachable moment. Peter like, "Whoa, man." But see, Jesus was speaking to that spirit that was influencing Peter. Because Peter had to know, he had to know the difference here, man. See, the devil comes to church. He's in church. You know that, don't you? He follows us to church. Attitudes. He don't mind you coming to church. He just don't want you being the church. Can I get an amen? He don't mind you coming to church. Just don't step out of here and be the church. Don't step out here and cast out devils. Oh, he don't want you to do that. Just say, "Nah, nah, 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 nah. Jesus said I could." Jesus says you can. I can do. I got a can-do attitude. You want to see my can? Reed's going to make us a can. I'm just. You know what I'm saying? You see the Mountain Dew can? God said, "Move the mountain. Come on, move that mountain. You can do it." Come on. Speak to the mountain. You got a can-do attitude. Move that mountain. Amen. Somebody going to come up with the can. We better get a patent on this. Somebody going to make some money off this message. Why, it better be us. Better be one of you guys. Amen. Make your own product. Come on, God will give you an idea. Make you a billionaire. He can do it. Solomon was one, said there'd never be another rich or smarter. But why can't you be number two, number three, number four, number five? God didn't say, they said there'd never be one like him, but he didn't say the other ones that can come underneath him, right? And he had billions. Billions. But we got to have a plan. See, God don't give you the power. God gives you power to get wealth, but then he'll give you the power to have a plan. Ain't no good to have all this wealth and not have a plan. In other words, just get all you can and just sit on your can. No, God says, get out here and do something. Amen. And when he sees you faithful over a little can, he'll make you faithful over a big old tanker truck. Amen. You don't want me driving a tanker truck. It's hard for me to back them up and park them. GE van's enough. But I tell you what, if Daddy gives me something to do, Father God give me something to do, he'll give me the power to do it. Amen. I got to get my plan of what we're going to do here. We got some big things he wants us to do. I had a dream last night. I don't understand it all, but I know it's like there's a lot of things happening. I'm talking about big things. I'm talking about production teams, people singing, people production, doing things. I'm talking about big things for God. It's like the place is full, but it's full of creative ideas and things. And I was like, wow, God, do it. Amen. Do it. Bring the people. Bring the equipment. Get it done. We didn't make that a confession, but I'm confessing it now. Don't see yourself little in God's eyes. See yourself big. Amen? It's not by might, it's not by strength, but it's by his spirit, saith the Lord. They looked at David. Who are you? Goliath looked at David. Who are you? You know what David, you know what Reed would have said? Help is on the way. It's in the slingshot. Help is on. I can see David moving and grooving. I got a covenant. You coming to me? David said, you coming to me? With a sword and a spear, David said, I'm coming to you in the name of Jehovah. I got a covenant with God, and he likes rocks. Want to see mine? I can see David. He was full of the Holy Ghost. It came upon him. The Spirit of God, the anointing came upon him, Randy. And he took that slingshot and he let it go. That giant shut up. But that wasn't the end of the story. Come on, what's the rest of the story? It gets kind of graphic from there. Because if you knock the giant down, you better cut his head off. Jesus said he cursed the fig tree at the roots. He cut it off. He said, you ain't going to bring fruit, you die. In other words, you're not going to feed me. Jesus is looking for faith. He said, when I return to the earth, shall I find faith? He's looking for faith. Amen. He's looking for fruit. Amen. So David, he went up there and he didn't have a sword, but he used the devil's own weapon and killed him, Jackie. Cut his head off. God loved Goliath. But Goliath didn't love God. See, it all came down to a choice. What happened? He died. God didn't change his mind about Goliath, but he did not love God. And God says, my spirit will not always, my mercy will not always dwell with men. There comes a point to where that's the end. Hey, that was the end. Goliath made his choice. Not God. That's a good word right there. All you got to do, all he had to do, all Goliath had to do was turn and walk away. That means repent. All he had to do was turn and walk away, but he didn't. He defied the armies of God. Hey, mama bear, papa bear, when they come against your kids, you sometimes look, Jesus, are you still here? Because you get mad. You get that righteous anger when it's your family. Well, Jesus, God said, touch not my anointing and do my prophets no harm. You are anointed. Once you get born again, you're carrying Jesus on the inside. You're carrying the Holy Ghost. And the Father ain't happy when people are persecuting you. Now, when you're preaching the gospel for the gospel's sakes, you love that people and you speak blessing and curse not. But when the devil's trying to kill you, come on, we've got to have that voice of victory. We got to cast that devil out. Tell him who you are. Devil, you don't know. We're getting in those end time hour day. We're not in the end times. We're in the last hours of the last end time. Amen. The devil's running. He's going fast. He knows what? His time's short. Well, we got long time. We got everlasting life. Amen. You need to tell the devil right now, you're not shortening my span. You're not shortening my... You're the one that's short. Amen. His time's short. Not my time. My time is everlasting. I'm on God's time. That's everlasting. There is no clock. Amen. That's everlasting. I got life everlasting. You got torment, devil. You need to tell him where he's going. Tell him what his future is. Who is Jesus? He's King of Kings and he's Lord of Lords. Praise the name of Jesus. All right, Jesus, we're gonna tie this thing up. The kids are still in church, ain't they? I ain't heard the pitter patter of little feet. Hey, and I need to go with what the Spirit says. If you get up, if y'all need to leave, you got freedom. You got liberty here, amen? But I want to make sure I deliver my message to you, his message to you. You know, Reed, and I'm not sure if his job was like my job, but I don't get done until all my calls are off my screen. He might not get done until all the messages, all of his notes are out of his car. I got to get it out. I got to get it out to you, amen? It's important. It's life or death. See, it's not about me. It's about what he's saying to you today. Who is Jesus? Who is the devil's going to test you to see, do you believe in Jesus? And that's when you just kind of said, I believe. Do you believe? Amen. Because I know you don't believe, devil. You a liar. But I believe. I believe. He's the God of my refuge. A condition, God. He's the God of my refuge. That is a condition of being safe or sheltered from pursuit, danger, or trouble. That's the God that never leaves you nor forsakes you, Jack. He's the God of my refuge. Psalms 46, and we'll close there. This might be is that my first closing? I hear feet coming down. Psalms 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help. Help is on the way. In trouble. He's a help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. What if God is your refuge? If you know he's your refuge, you will not fear. Now, fear might put his ugly head up, but you tell, get out of here. Fear not. I believe. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed and carried into the midst, if the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. This is some big things. happening. Though the mountains shake with its swelling, I like number four. There is a river. Come on, there's a river. There's a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God. The holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her. Just at the break of dawn, at the midnight hour, the nations raged, the kingdoms were moved, but he uttered his voice and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? He is God. Amen. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. I like this. This is what I want you to hear. Be still. We sang about it. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts, what? He is with you. That I may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do to me. That's a choice. We got to choose every day. Fear not. God is with us. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. Hallelujah. I want to share this testimony with you. These last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, y'all know what kind of happened with Rowan. That kind of got, I got into the flesh, how God showed me his power. He showed me his power through people, his influence through people, his anointing, his words. His anointing can change things, but he's going to use people. Now he's using his angels too. They're doing things we can't see they're strengthening us in our times of weakness. They're strengthening us. He can manifest his angels to you if he need to. But remain steadfast, because the Holy Spirit is your helper. Now you've got angels there to assist, but he is your helper. Now read, he's my associate pastor. And he helps me, but he's not God. God is my helper. Reed is my assistant. He's there to assist, and we're here to show God to you. Amen? We say the same thing. It just comes out in different ways. God is for you. He's your standby. But these past 2 or 3 weeks, God has truly revealed to me that he is God. He's Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Luke 6:38 says, give and it, say it. Give and it shall be given to you. Good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall God give into your bosom. For with the same measure you measure, it shall be measured back to you. It, just an example. It is $10. Gave $10. It, $10, will be multiplied back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together. 30, 60, 100. Says the same thing, right? Good measure. Pressed down, shaken together. Wayne told us before, he wants it all. 30, 60, 100. He wants it all. I like his thinking. I like his math. My revelation, you guys probably already got this, but I'm going to share. It just came to me. A lot of times I'm thinking, that's one person. Somebody's going to give me 10, 100 times. One person going to give me that. And that can happen. But let God, he's got, his resources are unlimited. He'll cause men to give into your bosom. Did he say believers? Did he say Christians? No, he said men. I'll cause men to give into your bosom. Saved men and unsaved men. See, God just said men. It can be, your hundredfold can be 10 men giving $10. It can be 10 unsaved men giving $10, but let God is your source. He's your provider. Amen? So don't get stuck on one. Well, stay stuck on one. I am stuck on Jesus because Jesus stuck on me. Come on. You can change, you can use the rhythm, but you can change the word. Let Jesus be stuck on you. He stick around. He don't leave. He never leave me. He never forsake me. Let him bless you the way he wants to. Don't limit him. Don't put him in a box. I'm destroying boxes. Amen. Last Sunday, the person, the people, it don't matter the people. It's about the vision. When I preached that sermon down there at Scott, don't look at the people. 12, 13 maybe people. Scott said the crowd might be a little short because some people's out of town. It ain't about the money. It's never about the money. It's about the vision. I'm there to help my pastor, support him. He's recovering from surgery. I told him, Scott, if you need some help, help is on the way. Send me. I'll be glad. Me or Reed, we'll send you somebody. We got people here to know the word, how to minister. Retired but refired. Come on, that's a good one right there. Ain't it? So I went. After the service, they've got a little place where you go in fellowship. You can sit on the stool, read some. They got the word books everywhere. I know this person. Name's not important. You know, probably know the person. But Robert, try to say it right. They gave my wife some collard greens in bags. I'm like, praise the Lord. I don't eat them. I don't even hate the way they smell, but I'm starting to eat. I like some cooked cabbage now or some Brussels sprouts, but collard greens, it's just hard for me. Greens, keep the vinegar out of it, I'll be okay. However you want to make it taste good, but give me some butter and garlic and salt and pepper, that'd be all right. But anyway, and that. Okay, we'll pass them on. You have to talk to Sherry now because she got the bag. I'm saying, well, bless you. Thank you. I know she'll like that. And so women went on in there, and this individual, we're talking, and they say, Pastor, what you believe in God for? I said, how much time you got? 2 months. How much time you got? Well, I want, he's told me to, it's my time. I want to preach this thing full time. I want to preach the gospel full time. That's in my heart. And I said, by the way, oh, yeah, there's a motorcycle. Motorcycle and a newer truck. See, you got to tell the Lord what you want. My kids, they don't come and say, hey, Daddy, can they say, Daddy, I want some food. I want some, I want to go somewhere. But then I said, but let me really tell you, you really want to know? I said, Mom passed away about a year ago. And I said, I've probably told you, I said, she went to her and her friends went on vacation for 2 weeks out of the year, and they went to every state in the United States of America because Daddy never allowed her to do anything. But God got involved in her business, in her life, and friends. And she hit every state, went to a cruise on Alaska. I got the pictures. They was in blankets and out there on that cruise boat enjoying herself. Raised her 5 kids by herself pretty much. But God was with her. She enjoying her life. She's with Jesus now. Good Lord. But there's a great cloud of witnesses that are telling us, march forward. Guys, march forward. I believe God... cloud of witnesses, there's things they want us that God allows them to see down here. Amen? Because they going forward. I got a picture. I was going to share it. It's a truck. I had to pull it up. But anyway, I said, this is really what I want to do. I said, Lord, Mama went to every state. I said, Mama can do it, I can do it. I can do all things through Christ. I said, open me up a church, Lord, your church, wherever. Send me to a church in every state to preach and teach the word of faith to the world. That's what I was telling. That's what I want to do. However God allows it. I said, now I'm not going to go advertise it. It's going to be by the Holy Ghost. Because Paul said, Jesus said, go preach this gospel everywhere. And as the Spirit led, Paul went. Amen. And then they said, well, I think this will help you out a little bit. $100 bills. I said, you got to be kidding. They said, no, we're not kidding. You know what I did? I received it. And I blessed them, and I prayed over them. And I said, you the first $1,000 gift that it came back. Because me and my wife have sold it $1,000. Who is Jesus? He's my provider. Now that ain't the end of the story. A lot of the counters here, and some of you guys, well, you're going to know today. I got home, and Kelsey says, Dad, got something for you. Colette and Cindy sent this home for you. Wanted you to see it. Leo's testified about it. We had a $10,000 giver that Sunday here. They don't go to our church, but they believe in the vision. And Leo and Judy, they're friends with them. And just by what? Them being witnesses, being believers, telling about this Jesus they serve and they love serving. these people are givers. And they said, somehow they said, well, give us the address. We feel like, and I'm sure they prayed. You just don't give $10,000. You've prayed about it. $10,000. I said, thank you, Jesus. Why? Remember that little envelope? That little kid wrote on that envelope? 2020, we sowed $20,000 of our seed into you, into God's people. Now, you didn't get $20,000. We divided it up between members. We sowed $500 to our members. There's half of it already came back, just like that. Give and it, especially if you take care of the household of faith, we're supposed to do that first. You gave $1,000. We gave $1,000 and put Bootsy a lift chair in her house. Why? She needs it. She's a widow. Take care of the widows. Take care of the orphans. What are we doing? We're doing what God says. And God's sending people, men, giving to our bosom. Reed, God showed me, because I've had this conversation. I said, Lord, you said it's my time, but you know, I've never worked just for you. In other words, full time, I've always depended on GE, Harris Teeter, Food Line, which are what? Big corporations. They have my benefits, health insurance, but you know what? I serve a big God. And he showed me in 2 hours, he blessed me in 2 hours in what I work all week to bring home. Now, God is faithful. He showed me, you want to trust me? Here it is. I saw it. Come on. Manifestation, Reed. And I didn't just jump up in my flesh, but my spirit was doing, it was saying, thank you, Jesus. Well, why? That's what I've been believing. And it showed up. Why? Because God said it will come to you. You never can, never stop sowing. Never stop receiving. Why? It's God's process. It's his kingdom. Sow and reap. And don't grow weary in doing well. Because if you do, you're going to faint. I felt like just fainting right in front of them, you know, because that first time, it cuts your heart. It pricks your heart. And Sherry was like, give it back. It was hard for her. You need to give that back. Are you sure? You need to give that back. I wasn't there. You need to make sure. But you know what? God says, if you're faithful, he's faithful. That's the God that we serve. Amen. He blew me away. He's awesome, ain't he? That's what he can do. Why? Because he's a big God. And then I just had that dream last night. Big things. Greg Moore told me 3 or 4 years ago, Tammy invited me to go to that church down there. And Greg Moore looked at me. He picked me out of the crowd. Why? Because I'm seeking. I'm hungry. I'm a minister, but I need ministry. And I didn't know that man. I'd never known him, but he knows God. And when God points at you, I listen. What's that thing he says? When E.F. Hutt speaks, they listen. Well, when God pointed, I listened. And I wrote it down. I didn't bring it today, but he said, God's going to take your voice and make it a bigger influence to the world. He said, whether that's by internet radio, whether by radio or by TV, thus saith the Lord. And a woman beside me writing it down, and she handed it to me, and I wrote it on my computer. Well, I write the vision, make it plain, speak it, decree it, declare it, because God's going to do it. Amen. And he's just getting started. I said, he's just getting started. He is just getting started. But see, what was Solomon's prayer? Lord, give me wisdom. That's my prayer. Give me wisdom to speak to you what your people need to hear. And God gave him the wisdom and the wealth. They go together, wisdom and wealth. Amen? Why? Because he's got a job to get done. He's got a gospel to get out. And he'll do the same thing for you. Amen? God is good.
All the time.
All the time. So, Father, we just thank you. I thank you, Lord, for your word. I thank you, Lord, for your people. I thank you, Father God, for your vision. It's for an appointed time, Lord, and it is time. You said it's time. So, Lord, here I am. Here we are at your command. Take us, Lord, and use us for your glory. Take this place, Lord. This is your place, full of grace and mercy and truth. Help us, Father God, to reach the lost, change lives, one people, one soul at a time. Lord, we're just going to be obedient to you. We just thank you for your presence and for your power. Lord, you said all things are possible to those that believe, and we believe. Lord, forgive us for doubting, Lord. I've repented. Lord, forgive me for not thinking that you can do those things that you said in your word. And we're just going to trust you. We're going to believe in you. We're going to praise you, honor you, And Lord, you're going to open up ways to us. Streams, Lord, streams in the desert. Lord, streams in the desert. People is going to be coming in here hungry and thirsty for the word. And Lord, you're going to fill them to overflow. They're going to look, they're not going to look to the north, south. They're going to look to the east. They're going to look eastward. That's where our help comes from. It comes from the Lord. He's coming again. He's going to break that eastern sky. But until then, Lord, he's breaking through these mountains of religion and religiosity. That we're going to rise up as a church of Jesus Christ and we're going to go forward to conquer and to conquer. Because you said it's more blessed to give than to receive. So here we are, Lord, your vessel is a blessing. And Lord, we just thank you for pouring us out into the world and pouring out your spirit, Lord. I thank you for filling your people in this place, filling us with your spirit. That, Lord, we'll look and we'll go destroy the works of the devil, evil, by speaking life and speaking, releasing life. Because you are life. And we thank you, Father God, that you are worthy of all of our praise. And I speak double for your trouble. I speak it, it's going to be 2020, that's our theme, but I'm speaking it today. Double for your trouble in Jesus' name. Everything that the devil stole from Job, because he would not curse God, because he knew God was where his help came from. I speak double for your trouble these past 2 years in Jesus' name to this body and anybody listening. What the devil meant for harm, if you'll trust God, he'll turn it around. I said he'll turn it around. He'll turn it around. Turn it around, Lord, right now in Jesus' name. Bring that husband back to her wife. Bring that wife back to her husband right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, release your glory, Father God. Let them receive your glory, your goodness in the land while they're alive, Lord. I said while they're alive, Lord. We just thank you that you bring dead things to life. Thank you, Lord, for coming for our words, Lord. You are faithful that you bring resurrection life into finances right now in the name of Jesus, into dreams, Lord, that people have dreamed. And they had dream killers like the brothers, the brothers of Joseph. They tried to kill his dream, but God said it was from him. And he raised him up out of that prison right now. Raise them up, Lord. Raise up the army, Lord, that's been asleep. Put us on the front line, Lord. Let us praise the enemy. Let us steal him with your praises. And Lord, your mighty army will go marching forward into victory and winning the lost for Jesus, winning them for you, Lord, and getting them blessed that they can go rejoicing. Amen. God wants us to rejoice in Jesus' name. If you need prayer this morning, we're here to pray for you. Any personal prayer? Right now, let's just agree. If anybody watching and you've never said yes to Jesus, if you've never been filled with the Holy Ghost and speak in tongues, today is your day. Don't wait another minute. Give me a call. Shoot me an email, pastorj@wofwc.org, wordoffaithworshipcenter.org. We'll be glad to pray with you, send you some literature, some books. Today is your day of salvation. Let the Lord fill you with his glorious light. Call upon his name if you never had. Trust him, and he'll change your life for good. He'll take out that dead spirit and give you life everlasting, and you'll get born again. And if you believe that, he'll come in and be your Savior. He'll be your deliverer. He'll be your provider. He'll be your husband. He'll be your wife. Amen. He'll be your standby. And if you prayed that, get in church. Get into a good church. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And you'll be blessed. So if you need prayer this morning, come down. We'll be glad.
Thank you for joining us today at Word of Faith Worship Center. I pray God's grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then according to Romans 10:8-10, the word is nigh unto thee, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth Jesus as your Lord and believe that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart you believe unto righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. We would ask you today to simply say, yes, I believe this, and I say yes to Jesus. Now, if you just received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we would encourage you to get into a good church. Our church is located at 757 Harris Street, Northwest, Concord, North Carolina, 28025. And you can also find us on the internet at wordoffaithworshipcenter.org or wofwc.org. We hope to see you soon. Blessings.